There are some very heavy processes that occur at the time of death. And the Tibetan Buddhists, for example, understood that the meaning of life was the preparation for death. You were preparing to stay conscious through these incredibly heavy processes that happen. Heavy process, example. A fellow called me the other day. His mother just died. He's a meditator. He's a Buddhist. He sat with her through the process. He said at first she protested, then she acquiesced. He said then it got to the point where she was too weak to eat, so I had to feed her. Then it got to the point where she lost her sphincter control and her bowel control, and I found myself carrying her to the toilet with her feces dripping down my leg. And that was a hard one for us. And then it got to the point where all of her unconscious processes started to rise to the surface, and I found in the middle of the night sometimes she would be calling to me, and I'd go over and she'd start to make love to me. And all of the Oedipal stuff was coming up. And he said, and through it all, we still kept the thread. We still kept the thread of consciousness with one another. It's not the physical death that's so scary, it's the psychological death. It's the ceasing to be who you think you are. The thread was held. And I have been now with many people and just holding them as they die. And being right with them, looking in their eyes as the spirit just leaves, as they just leave, and the last breath occurs, and the eyes glaze over, and the being just leaves. And there's just a release, an opening. Because by the time they got to that moment, they were no longer clinging to that which dies. Don't be silly. Where could I go? There's no more clinging to that which dies. For who we are was, is, and will be. And these are just processes of transformation that we're going through. Just like it's very hard for a prepubescent to understand the time will come when his baseball cards aren't that relevant. So the time will come when even our mortal coil isn't that relevant.